People are going to freak out if Brandon Ayuk comes here. And this is the downside. We talked about the risk to start the show. I think I've come around to the idea of I understand what they're going for, and I like the aggressiveness, and this is another chance of Andrew Berry being incredibly aggressive. On some level, I got to like that stuff, right? This is what we've wanted. We've wanted a smart, aggressive organization. But man, every pass that Amari catches in San Francisco, every pass would be a pass or two that Brandon has to catch. And if you give up on top of Amari, you give up a second or a third round pick, or maybe give up a third and a five or a two and a five. Guys, we overreacted when Elijah Moore turned out to just be Elijah Moore. If Brandon Ayuk doesn't turn out to be Brandon Ayuk, or if he is just basically a really nice wide receiver, but maybe not a true number one, what is it? What's Amari? A one and a half? A 1.5 instead of a true one? That's even more risk for the Cleveland Browns. Let's go ahead and get to a quick update, whatever the hell this is going.
From the SmartChoiceWindows.com studio, the Browns are back in Berea. Hear the news right here and read all about it on the Odyssey app. WKRK-FM and HD1 Cleveland Heights in Odyssey Sports Station, the radio home of the Cleveland Browns. 92.3 The Fan. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah, that's a top of the hour ID. I've been in radio 20 years, and I butchered that. It's been a banner day here. But Kevin Stefanski should be stepping to the podium here momentarily. We will get his thoughts on, he won't say a damn thing about Brandon Ayuk, but we might kind of find out more who's going to play this weekend. Hear the latest, maybe a Za'Darius Smith update. And in reality, the Ayuk thing's really all anybody wants to talk about. And, you know, we asked the question to start the show, is he a clear upgrade over Amari? I don't think anybody's answered that question yet. And it's funny because we have had people on social media. We've had, Keith on Twitter. Different Keith, not the same Keith. But basically, he was like, of course he's an upgrade. He's younger and he's a bigger play threat. Let's go with JT saying, youth alone, it's worth the swap. 30-year-old wide receivers are on borrowed time. It's not the same as like 30-year-old left tackles, though. Wide receivers can contribute to their early 30s, 31, 32, maybe 33. But I understand the overall point. Pete from Elyria saying, Ayuk had more yards, touchdowns, and is younger than Cooper. While Cooper had 1,250 yards last year, don't forget, he had 265 in one game and wasn't available in the playoffs. Go get Ayuk. On the opposite side, Monsters of the Muni saying, just texted my group chat with my buddies and said, anything more than Coop and a fourth is too much for me. I like the upside with Ayuk, but when you get a guy like Coop who wants to be here, you don't just give that up for a guy that preferred to go to your biggest rival. I wonder if some Browns fans want Ayuk because the Steelers are involved. I don't think Ayuk is going to make or break their season. I mean, if you put Ayuk with Pickens, all of a sudden you don't have to take as much. You can expect less of George Pickens. And putting all of your offensive playmaking on George Pickens is a gigantic risk, especially with those quarterbacks. Same time, I don't think Ayuk's going to be the difference between them winning 8 games and 10 games. I think the quarterbacks are. And yeah, I guess Ayuk gives them a better chance here. But if the Browns' sole interest in trading for Ayuk is keeping away from Pittsburgh, it's not worth the price. I don't know if that's what it is, but I'm just saying if that's part of the reason they're in on this. But getting back to expectations, I'll be honest with you guys. If you trade for Brandon Ayuk, he better not just be Amari Cooper good. He better be number one wide receiver good. For the price, and again, we're going to continue to get reports and all this other stuff. The reports are that Pittsburgh's still in this thing. But for the price, Brandon Ayuk better be a 1,500-yard receiver. Brandon Ayuk better be the thing that you were hoping Odell Beckham Jr. was going to be, which is a very front-of-the-roster $30 million receiver. not just because of what you're going to give up for Amari Cooper or what you would be giving up in Amari, not just because of the draft collateral, but also because, guys, you're going to pay him like a top three receiver. And one thing that I think we can all agree on that annoys the living hell out of us is guys that we pay a butt ton of money not playing like a guy worth top five money. Of course, we're on Ayuk watch. Will they trade for him? Will Pittsburgh trade for him? Sure seems like Brandon Ayuk wants to go to Pittsburgh. By the way, that's another, we're just talking about the pressure on Brandon Ayuk if he comes here. You better be better than Amari Cooper, because that's what they're trading for. They're going to pay you like a top three receiver, so you better be a top three receiver. And secretly, it's like the Braylon Edwards thing where Braylon was convinced that Browns fans hated him because he went to Michigan. The first time Brandon Ayuk drops two balls in a game, how many people are going to be right on that Pittsburgh thing? I was going to say, we'll pay you a lot of money. You can win here. But I would be very, very careful there if I was Brandon Ayuk talking too much about I wanted to go to Pittsburgh. So with the weather, we also want to point out the Guardians' first pitch is set for 6:40. We'll see how that kind of goes. As really since the AI Dick Goddard came over the airwaves about 20 minutes ago, it was sunny outside in downtown Cleveland as we look out the window. Now there's a nice little gray pall just hanging over, not Logan Paul, a gray specter hanging over downtown Cleveland. So be safe out there, guys. Tornadic weather is no joke, even if I'm making a joke about AI Dick Goddard, and I'm still very upset that he interrupted me. How dare he? And no, seriously, be safe. And 7 days from now, Twisters does get released on streaming, so Dustin can finally watch it. So I can finally talk about it in the studio without fear of spoilers. Not that I'm mad about that. So we are on Ayuk watch. We are on Za'Darius Smith watch. I think it'd be nice to get something a little bit more than just, hey, he's got a knee contusion. That still didn't, the math didn't math on that one yesterday. Because I can't recall ever in my time in media of a guy that has been carted off the field because of a knee contusion. Doesn't mean it isn't. But, by the way, we're not going to have the Kevin Stefanski thing here, so we'll figure that out on the way. But the knee contusion thing is going to be probably the thing I care most about, secondarily to, you know, I don't know who's going to play this weekend in the preseason game. So at some point we'll get to Kevin Stefanski. As we've been having the Brandon Ayuk conversations literally all day, are you guys worried that they could be overpaying for Brandon Ayuk? Because I think the things we care about are the things we've talked about when it comes to holding guys to a specific level. David Njoku was a good tight end. David Njoku was making top 10 money. And up until this year, every month, every 3 months, we brought out David Njoku and wondered, is he worth that contract they gave him? Jed Wills. Guys, Jed Wills has been paid like the 10th pick in the draft, which is not like top three wide receiver money. And Jed Wills has been a massive disappointment. Now, again, that's because of draft selection. So what did you give up to bring that guy there? I don't think it'll be the most significant purchase that they've made, and specifically when it comes to wide receivers. You'll give up more for Brandon Ayuk if he comes here than you would if he went, than you did when you got Amari Cooper. You gave up more than you did for Elijah Moore. You gave up more than you did to get Jerry Jeudy here. And then giving Amari up in there spikes the value. I kind of think this is the price of doing business if the Browns think Brandon Ayuk is a number one wide receiver, which is exactly what he'd have to be here if he does come here. So we'll ask that of Jennifer Lee Chan coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. But the other thing we have going on in the wide receiver spot is Jerry Jeudy's caught a couple nice passes. And I just want to know whether this is camp hype or whether you guys putting stock into this. Because this kind of goes back to the Ayuk thing. If you were to bring Ayuk here and Ayuk performs up to the contract you give him, and then Jerry Jeudy has a breakout year, you will be set. Like, I think it was Pro Football Focus. I know it was Pro Football Focus. Pro Football Focus had you ranked as the 18th best pass-catching unit in the NFL in late June. I would, now in fairness, the 49ers were number one, by the way. So I do wonder whether this would send the Browns skyrocketing up that same list. What do you have, Keith?
By the way, just a little bit of Browns news. Kevin Stefanski talking right now. There's some technical difficulties out at the facility, so that's what we're going through with the weather. Jameis Winston will start versus the Packers this week in the preseason opener, and nailed they will it. Decide Deshaun Watson's playing status in the preseason as camp goes on. In other notes, Za'Darius Smith will be okay, called it a freak injury with the bruised knee.
All right. So we got the Za'Darius thing. So now I feel better about the Za'Darius thing. Guys, until that moment, I still didn't know for sure. The Jameis stuff, can I tell you, kind of excited to see Jameis this weekend. Am I the only person that's excited to see Jameis Winston play? One, okay, if Deshaun played this weekend, we'd all be watching every second that he played, and we would absolutely overanalyze it. I think we should do the same thing with Jameis. I'm not saying we should put massive expectations on it. Hear me out. What I'm saying is we should probably care how Jameis looks in the offense this weekend, because there is a decent chance, define that however you may, there's a decent chance you could see him on the field this year. And so I know that the preseason is vanilla. I know every reason why people discount everything that happens when we talk about preseason football. I really do. Same point. Kind of be nice to see Jameis Winston open up that game with like a 70-yard bomb just to give you that extra peace of mind. Because if Deshaun did it, there's enough people in town that would go, oh, that was a great touchdown by Deshaun. I don't need to see any more. I got to say, I'm already on the fence about corporate naming rights, right? Like, it's the Jake to me. I want to make it clear. Like, I don't have anything against the corporations. It's their money. It seems to work out for teams that they get to make more money, and that's, I get it, but like, it's always been Cleveland Brown Stadium to me, so I'm already a little on the fence about how much I'm willing to obey the stadium naming rights. Think we might have finally just found it's equal parts the dumbest thing I've ever heard, and maybe the one way that I'm actually going to talk about stadium naming rights, which is interesting because we have that report out there that in a matter of weeks, we're going to find out about the new dome in Brook Park. Sure felt like that's kind of the way that thing's been written in stone for a while, but I digress. Pitbull, not the dog, not the breed. No, the man, the rapper, entrepreneur, if you will, has agreed to buy the naming rights for FIU Stadium. And I should note, when Ross Bjork was on with the Modern Boys a couple weeks back and said, hey, even the naming rights are up for sale for Ohio Stadium, I thought to myself, I didn't realize I was going to have to fist fight an athletic director, but here we are. Now, in truth, the more I thought about it, I think Ross was throwing it out there as a scare tactic to try and get more people on board to give to the collective so he has more money to operate with, so maybe you don't have to sell the naming rights. But there is something about the newly named, and this is what it's going to be called, Pitbull Stadium, that, guys, I can't tell you how much I think this is funny and wildly enjoyable, if not dumb. So he's purchasing the naming rights to FIU's football stadium. He's expected to pay $1.2 million per year for the next 5 years to change the name to Pitbull Stadium. It's supposed to be finalized later today. At first, I thought we were getting punked, by the way. I thought this was like, this is like an attention grab for FIU. Turns out that the Board of Trustees are voting on this, so it seems like maybe they're not pwning us, that this is a real thing. So the first game in the newly minted Pitbull Stadium is going to be Central Michigan. No word if Connor Stallions will be there or not. On September 7th, he will be able to use the stadium 10 times a year without paying rent as part of the deal. The things that field is going to see. It's going to be Caligula at the 50-yard line. And there's nothing you can do about it, FIU. But you got your $1.2 million. And then Volley, 305 Vodka, which is owned by Pitbull, will be the preferred brand distributed in the stadium. Pitbull-affiliated performers can perform at halftime or postgame. I hope FIU was smart enough to make sure that those were musical performance. Now, if I was at FIU alum, or if I went to FIU, if I was going to FIU, and all of a sudden there was just a stripper that's on the payroll showed up and performed at halftime, I'd enjoy it. I don't think the families would. I digress. Two football suites for Pitbull, which you just know came in high demand. Like those two, they are probably giving up significant money for those two football suites. He can create an FIU anthem. Okay? All right? He'll also create 12 social media posts per year about FIU. And finally, he'll appear at one athletics fundraising event each year. So the Mega Millions tonight, it's 375, right? Somewhere in there. That means that per year, if I do the annual 29-year allotments, per year, I'm looking, what, 13 a year, 14 a year? After taxes, it's probably about 7 a year. I could take $1.5 million a year to rename some stadium around here. And here's the thing. It's not going to be a stadium I went to. But the Nick Will... oh, man. The Nicky Dubs Hot One Bowl or whatever. Oh, I could... This is why I think I realize now why I have to ask the good Lord to bless me with more riches, like in the lottery, so I can do something similar. Mac?
In addition to that, on Front Office Sports, they say that he will also be given the title of official entrepreneur of FIU Athletics.
Is there a lot of competition for that title? A lot of entrepreneurs coming out of the FIU Athletics Department? Oh, I got to say. This is, by the way, we always like, what's bleep you money? Like, how much money do you have when you have too much money? When you can just kind of whimsically buy the naming rights to a group of five school football stadium, that is approximately bleep you money. Just wait, guys. Travis Tritt, Ohio Stadium coming near you if Ross Bjork has his way.